الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له ولا نظير له ولا ند له ولا ضد له ولا مثل له ولا مثال له ونشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
My respected elders and brothers, after the Mubarak month of Ramadan, the months of Shawwal, Dhul Qa'da and Dhul Hijjah are the months of Hajj. And people from all over the world will be making their way towards Makkah Mukarramah to fulfill this great pillar of Islam, the great right of Islam. And at this particular time in the year, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special focus and attention and rahmat is on the hujjaj who are gathering around Makkah Mukarramah, waiting to fulfill this important pillar of Islam. Our dua is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all those who are going for hajj, bless them with hajj maqbool, hajj mabroor. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us also in their du'as that they will be making by the Baytullah Sharif in Arafat and at the different places where they will be going to. Allah ta'ala include us also in their blessed du'as, inshaAllah. In the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-Hajju Ashhurun Ma'lumat, that hajj is fulfilled in these particular months. There is a specific time when hajj has to be fulfilled. And فَمَنْ فَرَضَ فِيهِنَّ الْحَجِّ when hajj becomes compulsory and farz upon a person, then a person shouldn't delay in fulfilling that hajj of his. He should go and make this, fulfill this hajj of his, because this is a pillar of Islam. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains that Islam has five pillars. Iman, Salah, Zakat, fasting in the month of Ramadan. And this is the fifth pillar of Islam. And every Muslim should have this desire and this wish in his heart. How can I uphold the pillars of Islam? And over the centuries, what kept Islam alive is the upholding of the pillars of Islam. And when the pillars of Islam were upheld, then Islam was upheld. And if we try and endeavor in whichever way we can to uphold these pillars of Islam, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala will record our names from those who upheld Islam itself. So when Hajj becomes compulsory, it becomes farz upon a person, and the person shouldn't delay in fulfilling that Hajj and fulfilling that obligation. Hazrat Ibrahim ala Nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wa salam was that fortunate Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who was chosen to build the Kaaba Sharif. Allah Ta'ala speaks about this in the Quran Kareem with the father and son, وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلِ فاده انسان دی بل د کعبه شریف الله تعالی می چوز دم د دیوی د وان هو بل د کعبه شریف د کعبه شریف د وی سی ټو دی اون د سیم فاونډیشن دټ واز بل بای د ابراهیم علی السلام ان د اسماعیل علی السلام And after the Kaaba Sharif was built, in a place where there's no people living, it's a desert land, there's no human beings living in this area, dua they made after, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلِيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَاللَّهِ accept our effort. Accept our effort. This dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا is a dua for qabooliyat and acceptance. And it's a very important dua for us to learn and to make amal on, that whatever we do, we ask Allah for acceptance here. A person can do a small action, he gives sadaqah outside the masjid to a poor person. But he means, do Allah accept this? That is accepted in the sight of Allah, then it's accepted. And a person can be giving hundreds of thousands and millions in charity, but if it's not accepted, it's not accepted. We make dua that Allah accept our broken efforts. And we should make this dua at the end of any amal. You read Quran Sharif, you came to the end of the Quran, you read the khatam of the Quran, make dua Allah accept my khatam. Ramadan finished, we fasted through the whole month of Ramadan. Wallah, accept my fast. Accept my fast. That I fasted in Ramadan, Wallah, accept it from me. So whatever amal we do, we make this dua, رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا Allah accept it from us. Ibrahim alayhi salam made this dua of qabooliyat and acceptance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what qabooliyat and what acceptance Allah gave. Makkah Sharif is a city that never sleeps. There's no time when a person can find the quiet moment in Makkah Mukarramah. Such acceptance throughout the world Allah Ta'ala has given. Father and son build this Kaaba Sharif, meet dua for acceptance. Allah Ta'ala commanded Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِ Now call out the Azan for Hajj. Call the people for Hajj. So unlike the five times daily Azan that is given for Salah, for Hajj there only one Muazzin Ibrahim alayhi salam. And he gave the Azan once, he called the people for Hajj once. And when he called the people for Hajj, again there's nobody staying around there. There's nobody staying around Makkah. If he's going to call the people, who's going to even listen to him? There's nobody to listen to his call. It's a command of Allah. Allah commanded me to do it, I'll do it. I'll do it, I'll call the people. After that it is Allah Ta'ala's responsibility to make it reach every single person. Ibrahim alayhi salam calls the people for Hajj. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes his voice. Today we need a transmitter, we need a receiver, we need an audio streaming to make the voice reach. Allah made the voice reach every single person on the face of this earth. Every person heard the call of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And not only in this world, but even in Alami Arwah, those rooms, those Arwah that were not yet born, people who were not yet born, they also heard this call of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ulama say, whoever said labbaik to this call, Allah will accept him for Hajj. Allah will accept him. And how many times he said labbaik, that how many times Allah Ta'ala will take him for Hajj. So ulama teach us also that when it comes to any work of deen, we must do what we can do. Within our limited capacity, we try. And the rest we leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will do it. Poetry is so nicely. Do what you can and do it to your best. You see how Allah will surely do the rest. Do what you can and do it to your best. And you see how Allah will surely do the rest. So we try within our capacity, whatever we can, our limited capacity we try. And we hand it over into the capable hands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala will do the rest. So Ibrahim alayhi salam called the people, the people came. And now during the season of Hajj, it's very important for us, every single person will make this intention. If I haven't fulfilled my Faraz Hajj, I must make my Hajj. I must make my Hajj. And ulama give about three or four steps. You see, the first step that a person must do is he must make his intention. He must make intention, Allah, I want to go for Hajj. The second thing he must do is, he must make fervent dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And beg Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, you make all the arrangements for me. I don't have the money, I don't have the time, I'm not off from work. But whatever needs to be done, Allah, you make it possible for me. The third thing that ulama says, start saving up some money. Start saving up some money, open up an account. I have some money we're putting away. This is my money that I'm saving for my Hajj. Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali of Pakistan, he was the Grand Mufti of Darul Uloom Deoband. So there's an incident mentioned about him, Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali. He says that one day his daughter came to visit him. She brought her children and she came. So Mufti Sahib was playing with his grandchildren and his daughter is telling him, Abba, make dua for me, I want to go for Hajj. Mufti Sahib looked at her for a while, he waited, then he said, I don't think you really want to go for Hajj. You're just telling me to make dua, but I don't think you really want to go for Hajj. استبای ریلی و جبو فهد دسو امتنی تو می دعا کمی می دعا اللہ تعالی سیک می فهد اگر مختصا کمسی you tell me to make dua, but I don't think you really want to go for Hajj. She says, what makes you say this? So he says, how much money have you saved up so far for your Hajj? So her reply was, Abba, at the end of every month, we are living in so much of constraints, we hardly can make ends meet. There's absolutely nothing for us to save and to keep away for Hajj. If there was anything, I could have saved it. But because we are living under such difficult conditions, there's absolutely nothing for us to save for Hajj. So the Mufti Shafizab Rahmatullah Ali said to her, you could have saved 1 cent for your Hajj. 1 anna you could have saved. 1 cent you could have saved for Hajj. So she says to him, but you can't go for Hajj with 1 cent. He says, it's not about going for Hajj with 1 cent. Allah Ta'ala wants to see from your side, what effort are you making to save up for your Hajj? So the discussion finished off there. She understood what her father was saying. And a few years later she fell ill and she passed away. Never made her Hajj. Mufti Shafizab Rahmatullah Ali said, while she was sorting her, very few things, hardly anything she had, living very, very, very poor conditions. Still, if they found in her belongings, one small little packet, and inside the packet it was written there, my Hajj savings. And there were 63 rupees that was inside the packet. But Mufti Shafizab Rahmatullah Ali, when I saw that, I cried. So she really wanted to go for Hajj and she started saving, but he said, never mind, I'll take this and I'll add whatever amount, and I'll make Hajj Badal on behalf of her. And he says, Alhamdulillah, I managed to do that Hajj on behalf of my daughter. He says, when I was in Arafat, and we were making wukuf, the day of Arafat is a day of dua. The entire wukuf of Arafat is dua and dua and dua. And he says, I was making dua, standing, then I would sit down for a while and make dua. And he says, in that condition, I was feeling quite tired. I just dozed off to sleep while making dua. And he says, in that small sleep of mine, I saw my daughter in a dream. And she's climbing up Jabal al-Rahmah. And he says, this I took as an omen from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that this Hajj is accepted on her behalf. So Allah ta'ala wants to see from our side that are we saving, are we getting ready for Hajj? So to put something aside and get ready. And then that cry from the bottom of the heart, that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see. That the person is really genuine. And then Allah ta'ala will call the person. If you ask any person who's made Hajj so far, ask him how he went for Hajj. He'll tell you, I don't know how I went for Hajj. I never had enough money. I don't know how Allah Ta'ala made all the arrangements for me and somehow I went and made my Hajj and I came back. But if you ask me to put pen on paper, I can't put it. I don't know how I did it. Allah Ta'ala just made it possible for me. It's that cry in the bottom of the heart that takes a person for Hajj. Like the poet says it so beautifully, Main aaya nahi ho, bulaya gaya. I never come of my own. I was called to this Mubarak land. I was called to this blessedness. When Jamaat had come from Stanga, so they were mentioning the Kalguzari. They said they were in France, they spent one chilla in France. And in this chilla of theirs that they spent in France, they met one Arab brother. And this Arab brother was explaining his second generation there in France. His parents had come from one of the Arab countries, Lebanon or Syria, come and settle down in France. And his second generation, they said, I got married to one white woman. She accepted Islam and she came into the deen. And he says, Alhamdulillah, she embraced the deen very, very well. She embraced it very well. Slowly she went into hijab. She used to attend a lady studying program. And then she started attending some classes, Quran classes. She learned how to read Quran Sharif. And he says, she was very, very punctual on a 5 times daily salah. And after a few years into the marriage, we had no children. She was sick from time to time. She was getting very, very ill. Eventually the doctor said she must go for some tests. And she was diagnosed with cancer. You see, we started off the treatment, doing the chemo, radiant treatment. And after some time, he says, one night when I came home, I saw her with her face in her hands, and she's sobbing, she's weeping. You see, I thought to myself that maybe this thing is weighing her down now, the sickness is weighing her down. I tried to console her and tell her that this sickness is from Allah and health is from Allah. Allah Ta'ala will make it such for you, you will be cured from the sickness. So she said, I'm not crying because I'm scared to die or I'm crying for the sickness. I'm not scared to die. I'm waiting to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I'm crying about is the Muslims, I've seen every aspect of Islam. I fasted in Ramadan. I paid zakat. I learned how to read the Quran Sharif. I went out in the path of Allah. But one thing I haven't done is that I haven't seen Kaaba Sharif. I haven't made my Hajj. And I feel it's difficult if I die before making my Hajj. That I died incomplete in this regard, that my Hajj was incomplete. Since these two are three, there's no need to give up any hope. Let's try to make an application. So like how we've got the Sahuk here, they have to probably make this application, you need the application and you sent it through. And still after a week or so, it was still the time of postal system. In the post they got a letter, and in the letter it's written there, application rejected by the king. And the reason being, that the renovations that's taking place in the Haram Sharif, the quota system this year has been dropped. As a result, the application has been rejected by the king. So he showed that the letter, and said, see, we tried from our side. We tried to make the application, but the application got rejected. So she looks at the application, and she says to her husband, that if my application was rejected by the king, what if I make an application to the king of all kings? And that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, for this, no one can stop you. And she found a place on her musalla, crying before Allah ta'ala, begging Allah ta'ala to open up some way for her. And he says, amazingly enough, a week or two later, we received a letter in the post saying, a royal invitation from the king. And the king is looking for revert Muslims, sponsored Hajj, to show them Baitullah Sharif and let them do the Hajj. So she got accepted, she needs a mahram, her husband got accepted, they both made Hajj and they came back. How Allah Ta'ala made it possible? Allah made it possible. This brother is saying, after we came back, the health deteriorated, and some months later, one day after the Isha Salah, when I came home, I found her on the Musalla in the state of Sajda, she passed away. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for the cry. The cry that is in the bottom of the heart is what will take us. We can say a lot of things, but whatever we need to do, we should try. Save up, do the application, make dua to Allah ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala will make the means. Somehow Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the means, and Allah ta'ala will take us for the hajj. You know, when we went for hajj, there was a Pakistani brother who was here. We had met him. So he was asked, had some questions about janaza salah, how the janaza, because in Haram Sharif, Makkah Mukarrama, Medina Munawwara, after every salah there's a janaza salah. There's a janaza salah after every salah, so he wanted to ask, Imam is making one salam, so we learn, must make two salams, so what does, so explaining the different mazhabs, etc. He says, please make maaf, I don't have much knowledge about Islam. I live in Pakistan, I work for the government, I got on bicycle, and I deliver newspapers to people's houses. I got a basket, and the newspapers I go and deliver to people's houses. So a man who's doing such a menial job, he can't be earning a fantastic salary. This basics he's got enough to live his life. So he says that my tarteeb every morning is I'll go do my work, and about 2-3 o'clock I'm complete. I go home, I have a bath, and I go into the masjid. And I sit in the masjid and I read 1,000 times Durood Sharif. And then I make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, you've given me the opportunity to recite Durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it is my iman and yaqeen that this Durood, the malaika are taking it and presenting it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give me the opportunity one day where I can stand myself in front of the Rauza Mubarak and I can make salat and salam upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is this year the government sponsored 200 workers, government workers, and my name appeared amongst those workers. And today, alhamdulillah, I'm here in Medina Munawwara. So if Allah Ta'ala wants to take us, then there's nothing that's going to stop Allah Ta'ala from taking us. Our hajj, our labbaik is there, we will go. But that cry from the bottom of our heart, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must take us. So this is what ulama are explaining, that during the season, although we may be here, but our heart and soul must be with the hajj. Our heart and soul must be in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us in their du'as, in their hajj that is there. So a person, his heart and soul is there and making du'as to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala take us to this blessed land. This land is so mubarak, so mubarak, the place is so mubarak. Hazrat Maulana Badri Alam Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi used to be a very great muhaddis. He wrote a commentary on Bukhari Sharif. He was a ustad of great ulama. So he settled down in Medina Munawwara. He made niyat of hijrah. He passed away also in Medina Sharif. He used to advise the people coming from Medina Munawwara, he used to say, agar yaha aana ho to bach karke kaam karna. You be very careful what you do and how you work and how you operate, how you walk. This place is very, very blessed. The land is blessed. The place is blessed. In this land is the mubarak body of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu all walk in this area. This is where wahi came from. The Quran was revealed. Islam spread from this place. So So this is not a place for us to just take it lightly, but in his casual, in his mubarak land. But he respects this place. Every step of his is careful. The Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, rahmatullahi alayhi, has written this Fazail of Medina, the virtues of Medina. You know what I give? The incident. Person is sitting in Medina Sharif and he's eating some laban. Normally on a Monday and on a Thursday. On a Monday and a Thursday, people are fasting in Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif. So at the time of iftar, the sarhan will be laid. Normally they'll give you some laban, some yogurt, they'll give you some bread and some zamzam, some kahwa, some khajur. You will break the fast day. It's a different feeling, something a person has to experience to be there. And the azan goes for the maghrib salah and a person breaks his roza. So he's sitting there and he takes that laban or this yogurt. He's funny. He says it. It's not so tasty. In my country, the yogurt over there is better. The yogurt in my country is better than the yogurt here. He hears a voice in his ears, and nikal jawe. Get out of here. If you feel that in your country things are better than in Medina Munawwara, then get out of here. We don't want to hear this. So this place is very, very blessed. It mustn't be that because of some bi'adbi from our side, then we are rejected from going back to this place. So this place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us, all the hajis who are going, getting ready to go. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for them. Allah accept the hajj, inshallah. And those of us who haven't made hajj, we make intention that Allah want to make my hajj. And whatever necessary steps need to be taken, then we take all those necessary steps. And inshallah, Allah ta'ala will accept us to go for hajj also. We won't know how it is, but we'll have our ihram on, and we'll be reading labbaik, and we'll be walking towards Baytullah Sharif, and then we'll see Kaaba Sharif in front of us. And this is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala will bless us all with inshallah. So Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq whilst we are here, the hajjis are all getting ready to go. Ulama teach us that a person, even if he's sitting here at home, he can still get hajj sawab every day. Person who reads his ishraq namaz every day in the morning, person who reads his ishraq, he get hajj and umrah sawab every day. So we can't swear sawab if we didn't read our ishraq namaz today. This morning, if we didn't read our Ishraq Namaz, we can't be blaming Sahuk for that day. Because we all got a chance to read our Ishraq Namaz. And every day if we read our Ishraq Namaz, we got Hajj Umrah Sawab every single day. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to us, that if you look at your parents' face with love and muhabbat, you look at your parents' face with love and muhabbat, you speak to them nicely, you speak to them kindly, for every look of yours you get a sawab of accepted Hajj and Umrah. Accepted Hajj and Umrah for every look on your parents' face. How many of our parents are alive? How many of us look at our parents, speak to our parents with love and muhabbat? When last we hugged our fathers? When last we kissed our mothers? When last we asked them for dua? The dua for us is what carries us through our lives. And every look on the face of our parents will record for us an accepted hajj and umrah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, if we read 100 times subhanallah in the morning and 100 times subhanallah in the evening, 100 times subhanallah in the morning and 100 times subhanallah in the evening, Allah Ta'ala will record in our book of deeds the sawab of 100 hajj. Allah Ta'ala will record in our book of deeds the sawab of 100 hajj. Every day we'll get the sawab of 100 hajj. So if we did our faraz hajj, we never got chance to do our faraz hajj as yet. Every day we can still get the sawab of hajj. Allah give us tawfiq inshallah during the season. While the hajjis are all moving towards Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, our hearts and our soul and our du'as are with them. And Allah Ta'ala take us also to these Mubarak lands. Allah give us tawfiq.